Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Stand By Your Band. I am Tom Takar, the Wolf of Dog Street, here for another week, and I'm joined, as always, by the Prince of Snarkness himself, Tommy McNamara. How are you, buddy?
Doing very well. Doing very well. Things are looking up at Tommy HQ.
Wait, are you the new host of Tommy HQ?
It's all questions about me.
I'd love to see you losing your mind and you think you created a new app. It's just videos you recorded of you asking questions about yourself.
In front of the mirror.
Yeah. Oh, man. We should introduce our guest this week. CJ Toledano's here, everybody.
Whoop, whoop.
What's up, guys?
So one thing I know, a lot of people they'd ask us, you know, aren't you guys going to run out of bands? Aren't you guys going to run out of ideas? And today we present Songs About Basketball with CJ Toledano.
That should answer the fucking haters. You're stupid, all right? We'll never run out.
Talked to CJ about basketball? Wow.
That's right.
How did they get that to happen?
Next week, we're going to have songs specifically about ice cream.
There's some good ones.
There are some good ones. We'll find something. Peaches and cream? I don't think that fits.
That's got to be an ice cream flavor. Yeah, we can make it happen.
After I said that, I can't think of a single song.
Yeah,
about ice cream.
We're going to be doing a lot of stretching, which is good because we're talking about basketball today. Hey, look at that. Speaking of which, I think we all agree this would be a good week to do this because the Michael Jordan docuseries started this week, The Last Dance. You guys watching?
It rocked. Oh, yeah.
Yes, first two episodes were incredible.
Did you think I was going to do a monologue, Tommy?
I was waiting for more. Yeah,
Tommy was like... And I was like, I loved it. I don't know what else to say.
I watched it twice.
You did?
I watched the first two. Well, here's the thing. I was feeling a lot of FOMO about it. I wasn't even really planning. I was going to watch it, but I wasn't that psyched for it. And then I was seeing everybody post about it, and I got that FOMO working. And I was like, I got to see it right now. But yeah. I don't have cable. I assumed you could watch it on ESPN Plus, and I've never been angrier in my fucking life.
So you can't?
Finding out you can't watch it on ESPN Plus. And they already are addressing it by their answer. If you Google it, they're on their site, they're like, no, but we're going to have a sister series where we talk about the documentary. It's like, who gives a shit?
Guys, we don't need after shows for the last.
We do not need... like. Talking The Last Dance with fucking Chris Hardwood.
We do live in such a bizarre time where it's like my timeline is nothing but like breaking down the 90s Bulls, and it's 2020. We're trapped in the house. My wife is forced to learn more about Michael Jordan while trapped in the house with me. But she loves the show now. It's crazy.
Oh yeah.
It's so good.
She's a diehard Pacers fan.
Me too. That's what I was about to say. I was reading a little bit about it, and it's funny. The article that ESPN had highlighted the day that it was coming out was this article about, I think it was titled, like, Why Jordan Hated Reggie Miller.
And wow.
It was a kooky read, but it's such a bummer that they don't like each other because it means that I think it's why Reggie's not in 2K, and it's such a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's, yeah. I don't know if you know this.
Wasn't 2K. That's crazy.
Well, he's not,
and
Charles
Barkley's
not.
Yeah. Huge bummer.
Well, I know, like, because I buy a lot of jerseys.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Oh, we talked about that off the pod.
No, you can keep calling back to Wally Zerbiak.
That's a Wally back.
Just do that. That's a wall back. You can't, because I was looking at Reggie jerseys, and he doesn't have, like, you can only buy fake Reggie jerseys, and that same with like Barkley. And I think it's because those guys feel like they should get paid more for their name, which, you know, that's get your money. It.
That's probably it. More, I assumed it was the Jordan thing because I remember in 2K11 or maybe 2K10 when they started the Jordan stuff. That I was like, it's very notable that he's not in this game because they I mean, that was an important matchup. the Eastern Conference was dominated by the Bulls at that time, and the Pacers were a relevant team. I don't know.
How funny is it that when they did introduce Jordan, they had to introduce like five different Jordans? Like, you could play as rookie Michael Jordan, Olympic Michael Jordan, Bulls. Like, it's just like they had to go all in when they got his name.
I loved that game. I kind of wish I still had my PS3 so I could go back and play that again. Because those original legend modes were really fun.
I haven't played since this isn't a video game podcast, but it just got 2K got really hard for me after I think like 13 or 14.
Yeah,
it's really easy for me.
I just
is that right?
I
Tom?
See all your guys' debates.
I will say, so I, you know, being from the Chicago area, but being born in 1990, like I was 8 when the last championship happened. Like I saw Jordan play live, but I don't really remember it. So like a lot of this stuff is still brand new to me. So damn, I'm like really loving it.
Feels like it was really wasted on you when somebody else who
was,
you know, would have remembered it could have had those tickets. Your family could have simply given those tickets to a poor,
to a random ass kid in Indiana.
To like one of the kid who dreams who didn't make it to the NBA. It was the NBA stadiums are so foreign to him, but you know, glad you got to see it, Tommy.
Well, they lined us up next to each other to announce who was getting the tickets, which was really cruel.
What was that kid's name in Hoop Dream? Is it Arthur Ashe or is that? No, that's the
That's the tennis player.
Yeah. Yes.
Arthur Agee and William Gates.
That's it. Man, what a great doc. That's it. That's a great,
very good doc.
But yeah, I watched it. I watched the first two episodes twice because I wanted to show my girlfriend and her dad, which they started to fall asleep towards the end. But it was, I had a great time watching again. And part of it was that I only have a trial of fucking Hulu plus TV.
Plus TV.
It's so lame. And I have to, it ends next Monday. So I'm going to do the same thing where I watch the next two and then I have to cancel immediately or else I'm going to get $50 for Hulu TV. And it didn't even work. I had to like, oh, I was so mad. Anyway.
It's such a hack joke. We're all like, fuck cable. And it's just like, now we're paying for 8 cables.
Yeah.
It's they true. Fucking got us. They really got us.
I got to say, the ending of that that first episode where they play the Bulls intro music.
Yeah.
And to begin it. And he's like, let's do it like we did last year. Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the Bulls music.
Yeah.
Let's speak to them. I'm going to play it in 1 second.
Speaking of the Bulls music, let's talk about it for a little bit.
That's how the announcer at United Center would intro people.
Speaking of the Bulls music.
He would have a conversation with his friends on the mic, on the PA.
They should just play this over as the intro to Bulls games now.
Yeah, Lori Markkinen walks out to us talking about 2K.
This sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Premature, Tommy. That's what the ladies call him. Got him.
Premature Tommy. This makes me want to tear my pants off.
Musical guest.
Bill Winnington.
It's the best song of all time.
It's great.
It's funny because my friend, he works for the Bulls, and he was like, it is a trap. I don't know if you guys have been to a Bulls game recently, but it truly is a travesty that they get that song, that iconic song, and then just like a bunch of scrubs get to walk out to it.
It is fucked up. It should be the best team that year, or the team who won the championship the year before should get that song. Yeah. As their intro, because it's such a good hype song and nobody can touch it.
Yeah, but they play it and then the Bulls win like 18 games a year. Like, it just what are you getting hyped up for?
Denzel Valentine, I guess.
Yeah. He says it passive aggressively. Denzel Washington? No, wait, yeah. Valentine. That's great. So today we're talking about basketball songs as a whole. CJ, you're a big basketball man. Did you played a lot of basketball growing up, right?
I did, yes. I played, but never like seriously or like we were going to go. I was like had a shot at the NBA, but I played grade school, high school, and then recreationally here in the comedy writer games and whatnot.
Sure. Yeah. Man, I miss basketball so much right now.
It's weird.
About getting a hoop, and I'm only going to be in LA for another, I think, 6 weeks. We'll see. Every month it becomes another month. But
yeah, I forgot you're trapped here.
I'm trapped here, and I really wish if I had known it was going to be like this, I'm not kidding, I would have bought a basketball hoop, a legit one. Instead, Tommy begged me to buy this terrible $10 plastic hoop that is – it's not even a rubber ball. It's a plastic ball. He didn't tell me that. And then you can't even it doesn't float right because it's plastic. And he begged me to get it. And that's what really pisses me off.
So here's what happened. I wanted a hoop for my apartment. And I found the cheapest one on Amazon Prime was $10. And we support Amazon and everything they do.
And again,
that's our brother Jeff.
We'll be plugging Jeff Bezos Venmo after the show.
Anything helps.
All the Patreon goes to Bezos Venmo.
So I ordered this hoop and it was dog shit and I knew right away. And because I had posted the link in the chat, like, hey, just found this hoop for $10. And then I posted immediately when I got it, like, hey, this thing sucks.
Well, I thought you were doing one of your classic jokes where you were going to be like, psych. And then I bought it and I waited for the psych and it never came.
It just never came?
You never gave me a psych. And so
then I was at a grocery store like a week later and I got a $3 hoop that's literally 10 times better.
But you couldn't give me the deets on this $3 hoop, huh? You just begged me to buy this $10 hoop. You have to
factor in the flight to New York.
Worth it. That'd be such a good way to get Corona. Is flying to buy this hoop for a bit.
I'm waiting on a Papa shot at the moment.
Dude, I saw somebody post that they got one for their garage yesterday, and I was I don't have room for it, but I want one.
Oh, we don't have room for it, but we are going to
put it on Megan's side of the bed.
Yeah.
Did you get the one that actually is like the arcade one where it counts your scores, or just the one that's...
Yeah, where it counts your scores, but it unfolds. It's,
Wow.
Nice. That is sick. Awesome. Can I ask you what kind of price range we're talking here? Because I could be tempted.
$190, which is
that's not bad.
Like,
how long are we gonna go? And like, I just need some sort of competition. So
I'm gonna get 10 with my stimulus check. Yes.
That's such a thing that stimulus check. You can definitely buy one of those. It's not gonna create a dent in your check.
That doesn't even count as money. $190. Yeah. These Patreon subscribers are thinking up their measly sum.
Ask Donald Trump if it's okay if you spend your check on a Papa shot and a Wally Zerbiak jersey.
I do tweet at him about every purchase I make. Is this okay, Papa Trumpy?
Papa Trumpy, can I get a Papa shot, Papa Trumpy?
We should add a new tier to the Patreon that's $190 a month, and it's just called the Papa Shot tier. You buy us a Papa Shot, and we never thank you.
Yeah, we complain about how low the money you're giving us. We have a lot of subs on our as subscribers. Dom. Yeah, we're doms, they're subs.
So anyway, what's up with you, CJ? You ever listen to Jock Jams?
I've been wanting to talk about basketball songs. Just trying to find a couple of friends. Guys, have you seen the Jock Jams music video?
No.
Ever? Pretty funny. It's very like, it's like stock footage, and I feel like it's been reused in Buffalo Wild Wings commercials. But it's just like a light show, cheerleaders, and just the most like generic sports uniforms. That's like my favorite thing is when TV shows, commercials, or movies have to like do a sports scene, and then it's just like a red jersey with the number 10 on it. It's like, all right, what team do they play for? They play for red team, and they're playing the blue team.
I fucking love that's a good red matchup. Team.
Yeah, yeah. There's like a kid. I love the red team. Dad, can we go see the red team?
No, we're a blue team family, son.
Yeah.
Your father was a blue. My father was a blue team man.
Let's.
Should we talk about some songs?
I was gonna. Yeah. Speaking of generic, let's play Basketball by Curtis Blow, which is a great song, but the most generic song of all time.
It's pretty faint there. Oh, okay. Oh, here we go.
Can I say something before we go farther?
Yeah.
This song is 6 minutes long. And that's
I could listen to it for 60 minutes.
The only word in the first minute is basketball.
They should play it the entirety of a basketball game just to drive people into the arena crazy.
Basketball, number one, Curtis Blow. Basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way to dribble up and down the court. Just like
greatest line.
The microphone, so it's Dr. J and Moses Malone. I like slam dunks, takes me to the hoop. A favorite play is the alley. I like the pick and roll. I like the give and go. Cause it's basketball. But Mr. Curtis Blow.
Hell yeah.
He rhymes give and go with Curtis Blow, which he's already said.
That's right. He had to find a way to get his own name in. I love it. I like the triangle. Oh.
They have there's an oral history of this song on SB Nation, and the way he came up with this song was his wife said, "You need to make a song about basketball. It's the number one sport for African Americans, and nobody has done it yet." And then
she said, "African Americans."
Yeah, did she work for the census?
And then someone said, "I knew it was a terrific concept because it hadn't been done." Just singing about basketball.
And MC Search. Like, he wrote down and was like, "What do I know about basketball?" It sounds like a third grader's book report. Like, yeah. All right, teammate. It's your turn. And he goes, "It was like, basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble up and down the court." And kids are like, I can't disagree with that.
You cannot deny that they dribble up and down the court. Yeah.
That is true. It feels like I wrote a poem. I had to write a poem in a class in seventh grade, and I wrote a poem about basketball, but it was like a mystery poem where I was trying to hide what I was talking about. And I was like, I never leave the court, though I love to travel. It feels like it's the same as these lyrics.
Oh, God.
Hey, don't oh, God, my poem. That made a lot of people cry. I found on Song Facts that this is probably the most famous song written about the sport of basketball. It doesn't feel like a fact if you say probably.
I'm not going to look it up or anything. I'm just going to publish it for millions of people to read.
In the mid-80s, the NBA contacted Curtis and had him do some shows after games. These games would often sell out as fans came to see the concert after the games. I feel like Curtis wrote this. He's saying that the games sold out because of him being there. I don't know if that's true.
You know, you love going to 2.5-hour basketball games just to stay after for the concert. How did that work?
That I don't understand it. I wish that I could see the logistics of this, but that's all that it says.
Can I tell you something crazy about this song? Curtis Blow didn't write the lyrics.
Who
there's a there's a lyricist.
What does he add then?
It's this dude whose last name is Waring. I'm too far up in this oral history to scroll back up, but I wanted to read a quote from him. This is the guy who wrote the lyrics to the song. "I wrote the lyrics quick. Sometimes creatively, it just comes to you.
What?
Only a few little things got changed. I didn't write the line, or when Willis Reed stood so tall, at first. My original was when Marv Albert made that call. And then, so then he says, when I submitted it, I guess they knew the legal ramifications of getting clearances from Marv, but there's also an old practice where producers put in a line or two to get songwriting credit. I'm not mad at them.
I ain't mad at you.
So he didn't get full credit because of that one line change.
That's crazy.
Do you guys know any other music from Curtis Blow?
Yeah. Did he do... I forget.
I looked up other songs and I found Christmas Rappin', and it's apparently one of his most popular songs. It was the first rap song released on a major label, apparently. Curtis recorded this with the help of producers Robert Ford and J.B. Moore. He was signed to a two-single deal immediately just because of Christmas Rappin'. I feel like we got to hear a little bit of Christmas Rappin'.
Yeah, please.
Now. Hold on. Let me see if it'll play. There better not be a goddamn ad, I swear to God.
It was the night before Christmas, and all through
the... Hold it, that's played out.
Yeah. Yep, I know this song.
Don't you get me all that job about things you wrote before I was alive, cause this ain't 1823, ain't even 1970. Now I'm the guy named Curtis Blow, and Christmas is one thing I know. So every year, just about this time, I celebrate it with a rhyme.
Oh, shit. He's just using very popular music, it sounds like, mashed together that is making the song fun, because that just sounded like Rapper's Delight, and then it's that making it real good.
He really is like what educational rap I feel like is based off of, or like a cool teacher is like, here's a lesson for today, and then he starts rapping like every inner city white teacher.
Yeah.
Like, how do I connect with my students? Well, I know rap, and it's Curtis Blow.
What if someone did that with like Chopped and Screwed, like a teacher, like really made their voice deeper and did like trap music? That's a funny thought.
That is a fine thought you had there, Tommy.
MC Search, this is the last quote I'll read from this oral history. He said Curtis had the amazing ability to pick regular themes like Christmas or basketball and turn the ordinary into extraordinary.
Whoa.
Because Christmas sucked before Curtis got there.
That's true. Christmas wasn't shit before Curtis came to it. Everybody got coal. It sucked. Man.
All right, let's do another song. So here's one issue we ran into. Basketball Jones, the version that we know and love is the version from the Space Jam soundtrack.
Yep.
That version is not on Spotify.
Really?
Which is weird, because the Space Jam soundtrack is on Spotify, but that song is like not, it's one of those things where you can see it, but you can't click on it. It's a real tease.
Oh, that's fucked up.
So first, I'm going to play the song that they sample from that, which is the Cheech and Chong song, Basketball Jones.
Mother.
Basketball Jones, I got a basketball
Jones. This is Cheech and Chong?
Basketball Jones, oh baby, ooh. Yes, I'm obsessed with the Basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball, and I learned.
So the fact, it makes it feel racist that it's...
Yes. Which is funny, because it's like, yeah, I mean, is it, I don't know.
So let's play the version we grew up with.
And is it Chris Rock before? Is it?
That's Chris Rock and Barry White.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah. Now we're cooking. Well.
Yeah.
for someone.
Yes, he was a victim of a basketball jump. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole world.
Then one day his mom brought him a basketball.
And I love that basketball. I took that basketball everywhere I went. You know what? That basketball looked like a basketball to me. Come on, you cheerleader.
So that's that version.
I gotta tell you, that's the only material I've ever heard of Chris Rock's, and he's my favorite comedian.
It does remind me of when Chris Rock was on the Kanye album saying very different things.
Yeah, which I was like, I thought it was like from a movie, but no, he just got Chris Rock to, yeah, say the wildest shit I've ever heard.
I love that track. It's so good.
Yeah. But it makes me, so like, one thing we can look forward to with Space Jam 2 is it better, the soundtrack is almost under as much pressure as the sequel itself.
For sure.
That CD was, every kid had that CD.
I know. I think the soundtrack, also the cartoons they're going to use are going to have to be better. They're going to have to get Cartman for this one. They're going to have to get...
But if I see Cartman and Bugs Bunny on the same screen, my head will explode. That will be too much. Those guys are hilarious. And on the screen at the same time.
Two legends of different generations brought together.
Yeah.
So you know what's weird about the Space Jam soundtrack on Spotify is they have... They have like half of the songs you can play, and the songs that you can play are almost exclusively by R. Kelly. Those are the ones that we have access to.
Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah, you'd think they'd pull those first before Barry White, but
this one I did not put on the original playlist for this episode, but we have to listen to it. It's by the Quad City DJs.
Yep.
It's called Space Jam.
Hell yeah.
We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
Come on and slam. Hell and yeah. Welcome to the jam. Come on and slam.
They fucking went for it on this song.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna argue this is the best sports song of all time.
Yeah, it's up there.
You picture Curtis Blow. Years that he's like, oh shit.
Because isn't this the opening intro song of Space Jam?
I think it is. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is what's playing when they show Jordan as like a kid. And stuff.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And then it's also like 20 minutes of Jordan highlights. And it's just like,
yes.
I almost think like the director was like, listen, we can't get bad reviews on this movie if it's mostly Michael Jordan highlights.
Oh,
shit. Like, Jordan really phoned it in on that free throw line dunk in 88. You know?
I'm going to make a video where I chop up highlights from Space Jam and say, I'm going to tell my kids this was the last dance. Just get about a million RTs. everybody get up. It's the oral history of the Space Jam theme song.
Oh, hell
found
yeah.
I found a little thing here. Someone wrote a thing about this. today marks the 20th anniversary. This was from 3 years ago. Marks the 20th anniversary of the aggression at Looney Tune Land, more commonly known as Space Jam. His legend already secure, Michael Jordan was looking forward to a lucrative career as a minor league baseball player when he was abducted by the Looney Tunes and forced into a high-stakes game of basketball. Jordan ended up leading the undersized and inexperienced Toon Squad Bugs Bunny, the second best player, stood at just 4 feet, including ears, against a physically domineering Moonstar Monstar. Wow,
Monstar. Said Moonstars.
Said Moonstars. You guys ever watched the Moonstars?
Moonstars is the one that beat La La Land, right?
Oh no. Let's see. Team who used a more indiscriminate version of the Jordan rules. What happened was one of the most harrowing upsets in basketball history. Jordan pulled off a game-winning half-court two-pointer to win 78-77. This is a long article here, but it's the band talking about the song. I'm not gonna read this whole thing. I realize now already 2 minutes into it. But
both those articles are exactly why I have a job. Can you think of the most wasteful way to spend your time, but be about basketball? And I'm like, and that's when I get hired.
Writing about Space Jam as if it were a real basketball game. Yeah, yeah.
Don't laugh at my work.
All right. Yeah, this is fun, though. It's on spin.com. It does seem like it's worth a read. It's just much longer than I realized. And it's an oral history, yeah. So it's like interviews with the people who made it. Anyway, what a great song. That stuff gets me hyped. It was nominated for a Grammy, I believe.
Whoa, really? The song or the whole soundtrack?
Let me see here.
Oh, and who won that year?
That's a good question. Nominations, Grammy Award for Best Dance Recording. Okay. It says just for that song. Or it says album Space Jam Artist Quad City DJs. You know, it's really hard to get good information about this, but I'm going to say just the song, and I could be incorrect. Anyway, what a song. It's just it's a great song.
It's a banger.
Man, I want to play basketball so bad.
Of great songs. Before we... We have one song I'm really excited to talk about, and then we'll play the other one first because this one probably sucks. We'll do a little detour. We're going to talk about basketball players rapping.
Okay.
Yes.
So the song I have on the playlist is one of Shaq's songs. Great. And it's called Skills with a Z. Mm-hmm. Parentheses, I Know I Got, comes before that.
Wait, you're saying I Know I Got is before the Skills?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very important to understanding the song.
I need to know.
Yeah, this is a lifted Dr. Dre beat. Get dirty at the dark. Got future like Spielberg. You get your ass kicked in the park. You don't believe me. The proof is in the pudding. Been a boy in the hood. Waving for a Cuba goodie. I'm fifth straight. Put the mad Paul Scott free. Music, please. I dribble around like basketballums. People call me 18. What's that check, man? Extra tallums. You're better than Shaq Tech. Who's shot up liar? I lean on a statue of liberty when I get tired. Then I punch you in the stomach, I don't give a heck. Hey, yo, why you hook up like that? Joe should be on my neck. People walk around like, yo, they get charged. But I'm big like a gorilla. 6'7" at the log. I kick rhymes like Buddha Kwan do. I smoke the mic like teaching Chong do. You know, like Shaq, frankly, I don't give a damn. I know I got skills, man. I know I got skills, man. That's Vlade Divas? Who is that?
That's got to be the only rap song to mention Spielberg After Dark, the TV series that I just looked up.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, no, it honestly is not as bad as I remembered.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It was kind of cool. Like,
so wait, who was that again?
Come out? Shaq.
That was Shaq? That was, was actually pretty good. Was he the best? Who is the best?
Have NBA you guys watched Shaq Life yet?
No.
Iverson.
Was Iverson a good rapper? I wanted to like his rap.
There is an Iverson song, I think, with Jadakiss, if I'm not mistaken, that they used for a commercial. I don't know if this is on one of your guys' list, but like I remember it being actually really good.
Ooh.
But but Shaq Life is about him being a DJ, and he takes it very, very seriously. And this is like, Shaq, we love you. You don't need to take DJing so seriously.
Shaq takes everything too seriously.
I'm just happy to see you. Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's what makes him great. But
sure.
Yeah.
There's another Shaq song that I totally forgot about. I used to listen to this when I was a teenager, and I thought it was so funny, and I just saw it. So I'm going to play that. This is okay. What's Up, Doc? Can We Rock? Yeah. By Shaquille O'Neal and Foo Schnickens, of course.
Love Foo Schnickens.
What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Cha-cha-cha-cha. What's up, hon? Yo, hoop, hoop. Yo, my Duke's a pop. The Duke scoop and raisin in the sun. Brother try to rally up, then daily galley. For some room, bird. And double decking, rubber nicking in my groove. Check it out, yo. I smile like Groucho Marx. I make a joke. Pokey focus, ride by like egg yolk. Play me like a punk, like the penguin and the joker. Snooping in my biz like Tom and Roxy Roker. And what's the freaky, freaky, freaky way? The brothers with the age of keys making G's. What? And now we selling records overseas. Holy smoke, hoop, your whole plan hooped up. Now you get kicks, no flicks, plus coke. Cause you can catch a quick job. We trying to take the six.
So none of this has been checked.
While we like shots. My goodness, think the stakes is high. I'm out. You out. Maybe see ya. Bye. Carry Rock. What's up, Doc? Carry Rock. What's up, Doc? Carry Rock. What's up, Doc? Carry Rock. What's up, Doc?
I thought I saw a pudding jack. What? I did. I did the Humpty Dumpty Bachelor Gump.
I fucked up. Do you guys think that Shaq was pissed that he used a Bugs Bunny line in a rap song not 3 years before Space Jam came out and was not involved in that film?
Oh, I bet he was so pissed. And I bet he, in his mind, he came up with Space Jam based on just this song.
I mean, yeah, he was doing Hollywood before George. I watched Steel recently. Not very good.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool that he played a superhero like that. Just knowing that a basketball player was that big, like that's what the joy of The Last Dance has been to me, is like these guys transcended basketball. Like, you know, it's like that line that everyone says, like they're like the Beatles. Like they were some of the most famous people in the world.
Yes. I love that line where it's when they get to Paris. And somebody asked Jordan if he knows French, and he goes, "No, but I'll get by." It's like, yeah. You don't know the language, and they know he knows it doesn't matter because he's Jim. And I love that guy, that French guy who asked him for an autograph right before he goes out. Ooh. And then he has that moment where you don't know what he's saying necessarily, but he's just like, thought I'd try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked the guy, the French reporter, who was like, what do you think of the Eiffel Tower?
I was thinking about that same thing, where what is the print that what do you put on paper if he goes, it's cool. Jordan.
Cool. Jordan approves of the Eiffel Tower. It can stand for a few more decades. You heard the man, keep it up.
That's so funny. I noticed that. I was just picturing that article as he said that.
Let me see if I can get the Shaq verse of that song. I was trying to find it earlier.
We got Chewy, macho like Roscoe, Randy Sandwich, Mammoth, we get tons, stepping for junctions on my style, that's Brook Loud, I'm fake raps, I push pounds, I flip mad strips and hips, I hit Supreme DeGoya, oh boy, as I sit, I sell my Viper, I protect the Bob Viper, when I'm out the hoop and yo, you better decipher, in other words, you better make a funky decision, cause I'm gonna be a Shaq Knight, because you in position, forget Tony Danza, I'm the boss, when it come to money, I'm like Dick the Boss, now who's the first pick, me, bro, this morning, not a Christian Leitner, not a Lonzo Hornet. That's okay, not being braggadocious.
Supercalifragilistic Shaq is allidocious. That's a lie.
He is allidocious.
Well, we've talked about Shaq, but we need to talk about someone who beat Shaq.
Oh.
Are you talking about Alonzo Mourning?
Yeah, Nick Carter's brother, Alonzo Mourning.
His long-lost brother that nobody talks about. We're going to talk about the deeply troubled Aaron Carter.
Yeah, that is a bummer. Because, Tom, you talk about your relationship with Aaron Carter.
So I wouldn't say I enjoyed Aaron Carter, but I was very fascinated with Aaron Carter. I saw him at it's not the Pride Parade in Chicago. It's the one that's like also it's like also a gay festival in Chicago, but I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, it was a good time. It was $10 to get in, and Aaron Carter was performing, and it was so sad. I'm pretty sure he opened and closed with I Want Candy or Aaron's Party, one or the other. I think he played one of them twice, and he ended his show by saying hopefully next year we can get one of the headline spots. And it was very depressing.
What? Yeah. Oh my God.
He did perform his ass off and he did a flip. I used to tell this story on stage, but I was hammered and I like fought my way to the very front. And I swear I made eye contact with him and everybody around me was losing their minds, but I was that audience member who was just like, what is this? And I think it affected his performance, and he did like a flip. And I feel like I inspired that flip. And I like to picture him getting off stage and going, who was that guy? Like, I became fascinated. I was telling that story. Or I tried to tell a version of that story on stage for a little while. And somebody messaged me this article about how him being a big kind of a creep and making out with like underage girls and stuff. So I decided I would try to catfish him. But I was like, I made a profile, a Twitter profile where I was like, I'm going to try to pretend to be one of these girls and see if he'll DM me just for the fun of it. I don't know what I was going to do with the information, but it was in my big time pranking days. And he did DM me. But then things just got way too sad with him for it to be funny to me anymore. So I just stopped talking about him and unfollowed him. So because it's his timeline is pretty depressing.
Yeah. Didn't
follow it at all. But he did post recently about how people were mad that his dick was too big. So that was kind of funny. Anyway.
I remember when he came to Chicago, all those Chicago journalists were like, Aaron Carter, what do you think of the bean?
He's like, it's good, and then they tore it down.
He went through this whole saga of tweeting at Hillary Duff, or tweeting about Hillary Duff and talking about her in interviews to try to get back with her, and she had to be like, look, we were children when this happened. Yeah. I completely moved on with my life. Like, this is, I hope you get help. Like, it was really sad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, AC's really... And he's going through this whole thing with his brother where he's accusing him of a bunch of shit and they had to get a restraining order. Anyway, play your fun little song, Tommy.
Oh, shit.
I think he made an OnlyFans. He did. Dude, he has an OnlyFans for this girl.
Oh, no.
Look at this. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Why you put that up to the screen?
I know you'd like it. I subscribe.
Now he's going to have a song called That's How I Beat Off.
Oh, no. Beat off to Shaq. And that's when I become a fan.
Oh, an only fan. All right. Here's That's How I Beat Shaq by Aaron Carter.
And it goes, yeah, come on, get up, here we go. Get up, yo, check it out, guess what happened to me? Another quick story, come on, see? I was hanging at the court, just playing some bar, working on my game. Yeah, we heard it all. I heard the fans screaming, I thought it was for me. But then I saw a shadow, it was 12 for 3. It was Shaquille O'Neal. What did he say?
About some one-on-one, you wanna play?
Time for when I beat you real bad, trying to cry.
So let's pause right there and talk about the first part of this. With how much stuff Shaq does, the fact that he couldn't get Shaq to do his voice for that line says a lot. Shaq will do anything.
And that voice was so far off too. It was like the person had never heard Shaq talk before. They just showed that guy a picture of Shaq and he's like, I think I got it.
Imagine being one of the background kids in this too. Like, the, yeah, we heard it all.
asshole. No wonder AC got so fucked up. His friends were pieces of shit.
Imagine it was like, hey, I was playing basketball earlier. Like, yeah, we get it. All right, part two.
Please, Aaron, are you for real? One-on-one, Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, 34 center from the LA Lakers.
You must be nervous.
I know I could take him. Spare the shack. Psych him out. Said, O'Neal, you're in my house now. Start the game. The whistle blows. Pay attention close as the story goes. It's like, boom, boom. I put it in the hoop like slam. Slam. I heard the guy screaming out, jam. Jam. I swear that I'm telling you the facts. Cause that's how I beat Shaq. Boom.
So no crowd in history has ever shouted out jam. That's never happened.
I would love to go to a game and just start screaming that. I think, yeah. Hey, the day this shit ends, we're going to a game. We're and yelling just jam.
Yelling from a basketball word bank.
Yeah. Hoop.
Referee.
Okay. Thought I had the lead, but then he started scoring mad points on me. I was scoring the bricks, was he hitting all the shots? I knew there was a way that I could make it stop. I had a plan, I could change the pace. I said, yo, Shaq, you didn't tie your shoelace. He looked down, I stole the ball. I'm taking him to school now, watch me all. A three-pointer, nothing but net. Come on, Shaq, had enough yet? Down by two, I'm catching up. I guess you're getting nervous because you know what he loves. It's like, boom!
What does scoring bricks mean?
That's a good question. That's a fine question. It sounds like he's scoring drugs in some way.
Yeah, yeah, they was telling us about his side hustle.
Yeah, if you know, you know. I feel like the guy playing Shaq based on that. I think, what do you want to say? How much money would you put that that's a white guy who's playing Shaq? The voice.
It's like, yeah, a barbershop quartet bass voice.
Can you talk really deep like a black guy? That's like Eric Carter's perception of black people.
I'm trying to look it up. Who plays Shaq in Aaron Carter's?
While you look it up, in the reality of the song, he's at playing. It's a pickup game, right? He's just shooting around. Everything that happens in this next verse completely blows that reality up, and I think it's bullshit. So let's listen to that.
Jam after jam, chillin' in the chair, as a man. It's all about the car. Jam after jam, chillin' in the chair, as a man. And answers were shocked, couldn't believe it was real.
I can't believe a kid just stuffed O'Neal.
1 more second was all that remained. I put the ball up, I put it in the shade. I must admit that it sounds real crazy, but the ball went in, and then he cried like a baby. Sorry, Shaq, I should've let you in. You're good too, and we can still be friends. Sandlin!
Dang.
I heard a voice and it sounded like my mother's. Get up for school, you're gonna be late. Ma, can't you see that I'm playing a game? How could you be playing if you're still in bed? Are you getting sick? Did you hit your head? Oh man, it was all a dream. I guess the kind of thing can never happen to me. If it was a dream and it wasn't real, how'd I get a jersey with the name O'Neal?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Ooh. Oh.
That got a twist.
I miss that sound effect. It's like all comedy needed back then. You say something crazy and then that sound would play. You knew it was comedy.
Damn it. It's impossible to find who is Shaq in this.
Is there like a music IMDb?
I'm looking at the Wikipedia for this. If you look at the music video, it's one thing. I will say it was written by Ryan Kierulf, Joshua Schwartz, and Thomas Slavinsky. I'm assuming one of them might have done the voice. I did find there was a rematch version of this on the March 7th, 2013 episode of Upload with Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq challenged Aaron Carter to a rematch after 12 years since the song. Shaq makes a deal that if Aaron Carter scores a single hoop against Shaq, the ex-Laker will donate $5,000 to the charity of Aaron's choice. This is what I find interesting.
Which was his OnlyFans.
Aaron, let's see. Aaron replies that he is playing for the Aaron Carter Needs a Jet Ski Foundation. Pretty close. The game starts with the two staring at each other down. This is written poorly. Shaq steals the ball from Aaron and proceeds to score over 20 points while Aaron can't make a single hoop. During the break, Shaq is seen eating nachos and offers some to Aaron, but then smacks them to the ground before Aaron can take any. Man,
wait, Shaq's this really bully. Happened?
This is what this. Yeah, this is a real video that happened.
So Shaq was legit pissed then about this song.
This is, I don't know. I think that this is, so there's an explanation at the end. The game continues, the Aaron unable to score a single hoop. It then cuts back to the two staring and Aaron attempting again to score a single hoop, with Shaq successfully preventing him. Aaron then reveals that the music video was only a joke, which Shaq eventually understands.
Eventually.
Eventually. I want to watch that now because it sounds very, it does sound like Shaq was angry. And the fact that he's willing to donate money to a charity, and Aaron, first of all, that Aaron picks a bull himself is stupid. Because this implies that there is money that could have gone to a charity. And
yes.
They were just like, yeah, fuck that.
And that one ends with Shaq waking up in bed and finding out it was all a dream.
I could never beat AC. Man, I'm so mad I can't find who played Shaq in this. Damn.
Are there any basketball songs you could think of that we missed?
Let me think. Stuff off Space Jam, obviously.
Right.
There's gotta be. I think we're missing a bunch, but
Will,
like,
Smith
just not worth
references
knowing.
Playing basketball in the song.
Oh,
Summertime.
There's a Bow Wow song. Yeah. That I just, from Like Mike, I'm guessing.
Bow Wow
is it from Like Mike? Yeah.
Did I think he did his own version of Basketball, the one.
Let's play that
earlier.
Now.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Does he do his own lyrics though?
That's a good question.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. To the beach, yeah. Basketball is my favorite sport. Uh-huh. I like the way they dribble up and down the court.
Bow Wow. I thought there was going to be different lyrics.
Bow Wow, that is lazy songwriting, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, he has another one from the Like Mike soundtrack. Let me just play this, then I'll give up.
You'll give up?
Just on everything. I started this episode feeling good.
I found some other ones that I'll mention.
All right, this is Playing the Game by Bow Wow.
Just blaze, make it not.
Let's blaze.
Blaze.
Okay.
You know, oh, yeah.
And you hear
rules.
Somebody say,
yeah.
You gotta turn back at him. And you know what? I gotta do the same thing.
Come on.
Step that new 2003 car, ladies, for sure. The shizzle
is so damn.
All I'm trying to do is get my girl.
Yeah.
I'm your boy, you my girlfriend. Stop holding up.
So this has nothing to do with basketball, but it rules.
Yeah, I do like that a lot.
These are all just like very light, fun songs at the very least. Okay. The other ones that I found were, well, obviously Round Ball Rock, which is the NBC theme.
Tim Robinson sketch about Round Ball Rock.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, one of the funniest things of all time.
So good. And then, well, Kobe raps, I don't know about basketball. I'm sure there's some lines in there. Kobe has some songs with Tyra.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently It Takes Two by Rob Bass is about basketball.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's true. But yeah,
I mean, in the modern game, it should be It Takes Three. The way the game's really shifted.
You mean Zach because Lowe on the pod. Of the super teams?
But I feel like you guys would know this. G Love and Special Sauce have a song called Shooting Hoops.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Let's play
I
it right
know
now.
About this.
G-Love
I've never
special
to them in my whole life.
Yeah, oh, I thought you'd be like someone who goes to their concerts. In the
I thought you wouldn't insult me this bad.
They were a band that a lot of people in Bloomington loved for some reason.
Yeah.
I used to always see them on festival lineups. And wonder who that goofy band
Punch
was.
Towns,
yeah.
Sure.
This is G-Love and Special Sauce, Shooting Hoops.
Oh, Tommy's been taken by dance.
Well, when the school lets out, or in the chefs, they die. Get the boys together, all right.
get a ball and a rock. Lace up front sneaks, all gonna kick off their shoes. I'm a mess, I'm ready to win, y'all. I don't like to lose. At Seagull Park, they've got the best competition. Good move, baby. I'm the Dutch Foot Nation, Jason Earhart.
It seems like there's a rule that if you're singing about basketball, it has to be the most generic thing in the world.
I think we should listen. So I'm looking through the Facebook. We made a Facebook thread for this. Oh my God, it says a year ago we were supposed to do this. In my head, this was like 4 or 5 months ago, but I guess that doesn't make sense. But yeah, we talked about this a year ago. This episode's been a year in the making. Damn.
I'm glad I got to do it.
It's
like The Last Dance. We had to get CJ to finally agree.
Quarantine final Dear podcast about basketball songs.
Well, it is our fault. We only gave him $19 million over 25 years.
Yeah.
We're paying it all on the 25th year.
I'm the sixth highest paid person to do this podcast.
Did Jared didn't send anything, right?
No, I forgot to ask him to, or maybe he did a year ago and I lost it. There's a song that somebody, Edward Salazar, commented with this Magic Johnson tribute from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I feel like I'll play it. I'm going to skip forward here. Did they take the audio off?
It's just beep, bada, beep, for Magic Johnson.
This sucks.
My song was better.
Oh yeah,
beat by Magic Johnson.
That they should have taken some notes from me on that one.
I know, man.
This sucks. And how the hell? This has 17,000 views. All thumbs up. 100% liked. I don't understand that. Because that sucked. Let's see here. There's a lot of comments on this, by the way. A lot of people talking about Basketball Jones, of course. A lot of people talking about Space Jam, some Bow Wow. There was one that I did want to play. There was one from Keem Olajuwon, I think.
He commented?
Yeah. He said this podcast sucks.
Dream.
All right. Darren Jazz Rogers writes, it's Akeem the Dream Olajuwon and Hurt 'Em Bad.
Oh, wow. Good beat.
This is from 1987.
So who was that? That was Hurt 'Em So Bad?
Yeah. And I don't think it's Akeem Singh. I think it's someone named Akeem Olajuwon.
Well, he went by his name. The spelling of his name was like interchangeable back in the day.
So maybe he is. Oh, I want to skip forward then to see where he. That might be him saying unbeatable.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if you should get credit if that's all you do.
Yeah, It'd be so funny if he's just in the background going, dream, dream,
dream. Am I doing a good job?
yeah, that was interesting for sure. Let's see. Somebody posted the round ball rock thing.
That just reminded me with the Akeem Olajuwon thing. I was looking at, for some reason, like a really old NBA draft once, and there was a player named Devin Durant, who was a white guy.
Oh my God.
Who played in the NBA in the 80s for 2 years.
There's a Devin Wade, I think, on the Cavs right now. And he has like number 3, the same number that D Wade wore on the Cavs.
He's married to Gabrielle Union's sister. And
yeah. But it's just so like embarrassing when they say D Wade's coming to the game, and then it's just like this white dude who looks like an improviser.
Above the Rim apparently has a great soundtrack, and I think that's where the song Pain from Tupac is
Tupac.
From. And I love that song. Let's play that real fast. I fucking love this song. I didn't know what movie this was from. Oh, there's a damn ad.
Do you notice my pain?
It's so good.
It comes from within.
Share it with me. Pain,
my pain, it runs deep. Share it with me. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that beat's crazy.
This is one of the best songs. I don't think this is on Spotify.
I used to play. This would be like on a mix I'd play while I was playing in my driveway.
Hell yeah.
Take me alive.
I was a fool off in my suit, not gonna say. Who can be blamed? Smoking weed up and take away the pain. So I'm hopeless, rolling down the freeway.
Swerving. Damn. It's a good song.
It's so good. I want to get to the hook real quick. Man, this is a great podcast because I forgot how much I love that song. It's so good. Woof. I did not know that was from that movie. That's great. I gotta watch that movie. It's been so long. That's probably the best song we're gonna hear today, in my opinion. Damn, it's so good. Tracy Chapman's Fast Car is secretly about basketball, according to Miranda Britton. I don't think that's true. Love and Basketball soundtrack. Have you guys watched Love and Basketball?
It's a great movie. I haven't seen it recently, but
I need
it.
To rewatch. It's
kind of corny, but yeah.
Oh, for sure. I mean, a romantic film about basketball and they play for their love.
At the end. Yep.
Did Air Bud sing a
song?
Do
that all the time. Yeah. Okay, that's a good question. There's got to be some Air Bud song about basketball. Let's play like one more song, and then we should probably wrap this bad boy up. Yeah. Ooh, there's a Jurassic 5 song. Tommy, you want to look up Air Bud? Okay, I'll play this Jurassic 5 song while you do this. There's a Jurassic 5 song called Game that I don't think I know.
Yeah.
All right, everybody shut up. I said shut up. Now, are you ready to play the game? No. Are you ready to play the game? Yeah.
The game. Get it down. Playing to survive. Aiming to win any way they can.
Yeah, pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass, smash your jaw, too fast for y'all. You might take a nasty ball, trying to stick with the prehistoric passenger. All ref, no physical contact. Bounce back, demonstrate, invincible bomb raps. I no hustler, no player, no speaking, no crime crap. I'm vocally trying to score before my time lapse.
Full-court press, hands in your chest. Running cause I'm a rebel with the ghetto connects. No fouls, just checks. Make a brother sweat, work for yours to earn my.
Damn, that one's good.
Yeah, I mean, all of Jurassic 5 is good. They're so good. I always forget about them, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I got to get back into Jurassic 5.
Oh, this Airbound soundtrack is hysterical. You got to hear this.
Oh my, it's the score.
Tommy, this is when he's famous anti-comedy.
That's when Air Buddies put to sleep, right?
Well, it's called Buddy Makes a Basket, but more like Buddy
put to
makes
sleep
a
for hanging on the rim. There's that deleted scene.
Oh, folks, yeah. This has been fun.
Yeah, this owner just, the coach goes, "That'll do, Air Bud." Injects.
Well, yeah, we won the championship and no use for you anymore. Come to the locker room with me, bud.
Yeah, somebody flagrantly fouls Air Bud and he starts limping. Well, you know what happens now, Air Bud. Time to go off to the farm.
CJ, you got anything to plug?
I don't know, man. No. We have a sports podcast with my wife, Megan Gailey, very funny comedian. You guys all know her. Called The Greatest on iHeartRadio. New episodes every Tuesday. That's it. I directed The Last Dance.
What'd you say, Tommy?
I said, do you heart radio? I was asking.
That's how I got the deal. They said, this guy hearts radio. So we talk about Harding Radio on our podcast. And then, yeah, my other joke was that I directed The Last Dance, which people would believe.
They put a woman's name on it, but that's just for optics.
Wait, since we're doing jokes we didn't get to do at the right time because of Zoom, Tom, can you say ESPN put up a sister series about the thing?
Okay. ESPN put up a sister series about The Last Dance.
Michael Jordan had a sister?
Don't worry, I'll edit that out. And check out my show, Tom Hart's Abishola. Is that how you say the name? That can't be right. I've only seen it through Jeff Asmus's dumbass post where he pretended to be a writer for it and it upset his family.
Because they were proud of him.
Yeah.
Such a dumb bit. Go shame Jeff Asmus. That's my plug this week. Hey, check out my other show, Stand Up with Tom Tikar on Comedy Central. That's been fun. And Tommy, check out the website. Check out the album. Now's a great time to share it with a friend. Who's Tommy?
Vinyl is going to be pre-order soon. It's going to be available June 19th, so I'm very excited about that. Check that out.
All right, thanks so much for coming on, CJ. This is such a good time.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah. All right, check out the Patreon, people. We miss you. Love you. Bye. Keep it crispy.